Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Sneaky podcast. Gee, wherever you're getting your podcast from, I've managed to sneak in there and label this in the podcast forum. You and your partner slay a song. Slay Queen. Yay. Yeah, we slay. A song, maybe. Also, who's the dumbest? Anna, myself, producer Jack and Shuey Louie. You know, we all said something quite dumb this week, but it was up to you to decide which one indeed was universally the most stupid. Plus, when have you not been alright on a flight? That rhymes. Really, the basis of the question was what went on up in the air, 36,000 feet on an aeroplane. Plus, we checked in again with Del Hall. Here's the man who's just drinking beer for 46 days straight. No food. No food. For Lent. Because Jesus wants him to do it. Plus, the world's hardest wall quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Love this new concept. Love the title, to be honest. It hooked me in the second I saw it today. John Legend producing music-based dating show. Oh, tell me more, big dog. Now, John Legend is co-producing a new music-based dating show. The Hitmakers joining forces with American Idol producer Simon Lithgow's Legacy Productions. For a popular series of remakes, which kicked off in Vietnam, actually, but it's called Love at First Song. Huge hit. Huge hit series in Vietnam. Now they're bringing it to the US. Love at First Song will see a format where couples pen a romantic ballad together and discover whether they have an intimate connection through performing the track live. They then spend hours together rehearsing and getting to know one another before competing in each episode and potentially swapping partners if the chemistry isn't there. These couples, they'll live together, practice together, perform, compete together. They'll swap partners in every episode. Now, they could swap partners if they're not feeling the love connection. Or they could swap partners if they're not forming the music connection. If they're not having that Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga moment. And that's the thing. This confirms what I've always suspected, that when you see a duet going on between a male and a female on the stage, like a Grammy performance or something, and they look like they're really into each other, turns out there might be a bit of truth to that. I would never marry someone who can't sing a good duet with me. I mean, obviously I'll lead it. I'm happy to lead it, but they better be providing backup vocals from time to time. Great relationships are built on couples slaying songs together. You don't believe me, producer Jack?
I don't know. I feel like sometimes the best music is actually when two people dislike each other.
Whoa, easy there, easy there. Too early in the night for shock jock headlines like that. We don't want to be on the front page of the newspaper tomorrow. I remember me and my ex-girlfriend, you could not create a tighter bond than when me and her were in the car listening to Spice Girls 2 Become One. And I'll tell you why. I've got this song, right? I need some love like I never needed love before. That one, right? And you may think, hey, Lakey, you big masculine alpha male big dog, what the hell are you piping out Spice Girls for? Well, hear me out. I put my own spin on it. Me and her, we'd be in the car. That song had come on. We'd play it on the CD. I'd start off. Producer Jack, can you play the role of my girlfriend here for half a second? Otherwise, it's not going to work. So I'll start, and then you just come in with Now Make Love to Your Baby. All right? You'll know when to come in.
Okay.
You'll know when to come in. I'll give you the eyes. Because tonight is the night where to become. Come on.
Now make love to me, baby.
No.
What do you mean?
Just sing. Continue on the song. Continue on the song. I'll be tonight's tonight. We're two become one. And then you say, I need someone that I've never needed love before.
I need someone that I've never needed.
Hang on. Wait. Because tonight is the night where two become one.
Need someone like I never needed love before.
Now make love to your lakey.
Hey.
See? And that was the funny bit. Great moment in the car. Great moment. We'd always do it. What I'm saying is, of course it works. Ladies love that kind of thing. You don't yearn for a... You're a gay man. You don't yearn for a boyfriend who'll sing car duets with you?
Well, I actually do. I feel like that would be amazing.
There we go.
Like some Sonny and Cher. I got you, babe.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Yes. Yes. If I was a gay man, we'd make a great couple. But I'm not a gay man, so we won't. 131060. Do you and your partner slay a certain song?
Do you both slay a song together? Do you slay a song when you're together?
Are we going to accept besties as well? Let's open besties tonight, I think. Yeah, reckon? Yeah, just a couple of blokes humming along together. They've got a song. Or maybe a couple of chicks. Probably more a chick-based kind of topic, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I think men like to sing just as much as women.
131060, do you have a song that you absolutely slay with your bestie or your partner? Because I'm pretty sure that the best relationships withstand the test of time if you've got a duet partner right there in the passenger seat. Just me? If it's happening to you, give us a bell.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show around the country on 131060. Want to know what song you slay with your partner?
Do you both slay a song together? Do you slay a song when you're together?
I feel the building blocks of a great relationship and whether you guys can drive down an open road, like belting out a tune. One driving, of course, with one eye on the road, but one eye to the left in the passenger seat. And you know that you're hitting the right harmonies. Sometimes one will take out the verses, one will provide the choruses, and then the person who does the verses, it is up to them to provide the backing vocals as well. That is usually the key to a fantastic relationship via song form. Comes off the back of John Legend producing a music-based dating show. Sort of half Married at First Sight, half American Idol, where people were male and female pitched with one another to sing duets. Do they feel any chemistry? Well, if not, next. Switch in, switch out, switcheroo. Emma in the Mornington Peninsula. Dare I say you were inspired before with my true love story, where me and my girlfriend would sing Spice Girls 2 Become 1. Classic twist at the end, instead of make love to your baby, make love to your Lakey. Get around me.
Yeah.
What song do you slay with your partner?
Aqua, Dr. Jones. The first time we ever met, we were driving to have breakfast together the next day, and that came on, and he's like, you sound just like her. So he went out of his way to learn the male part of it, which isn't a lot, obviously, but still, now every time we have people over, it comes on straight away, and it's very obvious what it is. You know, it starts off with the crickets and everything.
Oh, of course.
And we smash it out.
Well, you spot it from a mile away, and it's a fantastic song for a man who's just dipping his big toe into the potential love song duets. Now, very intriguing that he said you sound exactly like the girl from Aqua. Can you just give us a little sample of what inspired the man to take up the male lyrics in the song?
Okay, I'll try.
Go on.
All right. Sometimes the feeling is right. You fall in love for the first time.
Wow. And that's the kind of voice that makes a man Google the lyrics to the male bit of the Aqua's Dr. Jones. Well done. Ashley in Sydney, you got a song that you slay with your partner?
Yes, it's Daryl Braithwaite Horses.
Oh, yes, of course. Now, is this a complete duo from start to finish, or do you have alternating pieces?
I take on the chorus, he does the rest.
Right. What's more of the heavy lifting?
I do the back vocals and the chorus, but he just does the main vocal.
Wow. And okay, you both come together for the chorus. Because I was going to say, that song really builds. Really builds. It's fantastic. A couple that sing together in the front seats of a car stay together for life. That's a scientific fact, and I appreciate the calls tonight.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Happy Friday, 131060 on Instagram at Danny Lakey Late Show, where you can follow all the behind-the-scenes action on the show. You'll see myself there, you'll see producer Jack, and you'll see Shuey Louie. Now, all three of us are very smart in our own way. Also, a little bit stupid from time to time. I think everyone's got their chinks in the armour, intelligence-wise, even the smartest of Einsteins. I bet Einstein ridiculously dumb in a category. He was smart in science and electricity and whatnot, but I reckon he lacked in, football player knowledge or something. He would have just been stupid. And it's come to my attention over the last couple of days that I said something very stupid. I said something very dumb where everyone in the office, not only producer Jack and Shuey Louie, turned around and go, oh my God, really? Really? And then it started this sort of chain reaction. I was like, whoa, hey, hang on a second, Shuey Louie. Remember when you said blah, 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 blah? I was just like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's not as dumb as when producer Jack said blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, we just got three dumbasses feuding, arguing about who's the least dumb out of the other three. And what we thought we'd do on 131060, so that no one can play favourites or whatever, we'll call upon a jury right now. If you want to be part of the jury, you can ring up and you can vote and myself, producer Jack and Shuey Louie, who's the dumbest. Now, of course, I will, in no particular order, explain the three sentences or the three dumb things that have happened this week. One of them, of course, was the dumb thing I did. One's producer Jack's dumb thing and one's Shuey Louie's dumb thing. But you guys won't know that. You just need to say which one is literally the dumbest realisation on 13106.
We want to know who's most dumb on the show. The most dumb on the show.
Okay, so in no particular order, these are the three dumb phrases or the three dumb things that were just realised this week. Keep in mind, me, myself, producer Jack and Shuey Louie, we're all in our mid to late 20s. Dumb thing that was said, number one, by one of us, is that they only just realised shellfish isn't a real fish and just means lobsters, crayfish, things with shells on fish, etc. So they thought, whoever this was, myself, producer Jack or Shuey Louie, thought that when someone said they're allergic to shellfish, they just thought shellfish was a legitimate fish. Kind of dumb, I understand, right? Yeah, pretty dumb. Second one, someone only just realised that goat stood for the greatest of all time. That's pretty dumb as well. Someone only figured that out this week. I was down to myself, Shuey Louie, and producer Jack. And the third, someone only just realised that the stuffing in a chicken wasn't a natural part of the chicken.
You're so dumb.
Which one of those is the dumbest sentence on 13106?
It literally makes us all sound so dumb.
Look, we've all got chicks in our armour, but I would like to think that one of them stands out as the clear front runner of the dumbest thing that's said. One of those belongs to me. One of them belongs to Shuey Louie. One to producer Jack. A, that shellfish isn't a real fish. B, that goat stands for the greatest thing of all time, and see that the stuffing in a chicken wasn't a natural part of the chicken. Which one's the dumbest?
You're so dumb.
Looking for a jury on 13106. You do not know whose is whose. No bias can be included in the experiment, but we will once and for all be able to settle who indeed is the dumbest on the Danny Lakey Late Show next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show around the country on 13106, trying to figure out who is the dumbest, down to myself, producer Jack and Shuey Louie.
We want to know who's most dumb on the show. The most dumb on the show.
Yeah, each one of us has said something slightly questionable this week that probably a person of our age and intelligence should know. But we were all sort of fighting over who is the dumbest. I mean, because, of course, it seems so unobvious to the original person who said the dumb thing. And they're like, well, what are you talking about? No, barely anyone knows that. So we decided to put it to a vote on 13106. Now, to make sure that there's no bias involved, we haven't labelled who said what just yet. All we know is that one person out of myself, Shuey Louie, and producer Jack this week said they only just realised that shellfish wasn't a real fish. It's just a collection of lobsters, crayfishes, etc. The second one was they only just realised that GOAT stands for greatest of all time. When they see it on social media, they just thought it was a sports person that looked like a goat. And the third was that the stuffing in a chicken wasn't a natural part of the chicken.
You're so dumb!
I'm not sure whose belongs to... Well, I am sure whose belongs to whose. We'll find out soon enough. Jessica in Coffs Harbour, before we release who said what, which one's the dumbest?
I'm going with number three, but I also didn't know number two, so I'm agreeing with whoever that was.
Oh, wow. So you're actually learning something tonight as well.
I am.
Right,
yes.
Yeah, the goat, yeah. Okay, interesting. I can't reveal just yet.
You're so dumb.
Number three is locked in. Adam in Sydney. Which one do you think's the dumbest?
The roast chicken.
The roast chicken, yeah, the stuffing. Okay.
But I have to just agree with the last listener. I didn't know what goat stood for either.
This is fantastic. Whoever said the goat stands for greatest of all time, they're feeling very chipper about themselves right now.
You're so dumb.
Can't say the same, though, for the person who said about the stuffing in the chicken. Michelle in Woi Woi, what do you think's the dumbest?
Definitely the chicken stuffing.
Wow, it's an overriding chicken amount at the moment.
You're so dumb.
One may have been me, but one can only imagine what they thought the actual stuffing was, just the undigested parts of a chicken's last meal before they died. Oh, yes, well, it didn't make sense to one of us. Scott in Bendigo, which one do you think's the dumbest?
Easily shellfish. Easily.
Ooh, how interesting.
No, you're so dumb.
Because lots of people don't eat the stuffing. I know tons of people that won't eat the stuffing, and probably that half of them probably don't even know that it's just breading with flavouring and all that.
Yeah, okay.
So I reckon shellfish, easily the dumbest.
Going in to defend the stuffing, but going to hang out the shellfish to dry. Okay, we'll have a jury of five here. Ali in Melbourne, I think we've wrapped it up. But just to confirm our worst thoughts, that number three, the person, the owner of that statement, is indeed the dumbest on the Danny Lakey Late Show. Do you agree?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, the stuffing in the chicken. All right. I guess it's time to reveal whose was who. It was indeed the owner of the statement only just realised that shellfish isn't a real fish and just means lobster instead. That was indeed myself.
You're so dumb.
I think it's worse as well because you're older than all of us. So you've got that more experience where you should have known that.
Come on, no.
It's pretty shocking.
No, it seems so obvious now. Producer Jack, he's just up and about because it was indeed him that didn't know that the goat stood for the greatest of all time.
You're so dumb.
Yes, obviously I'm in good company. It's not a well-known fact.
You are not alone and not here to defend herself tonight. Poor Shuey Louie is off sick. Probably for eating raw stuffing in a chicken once upon a time.
That's so dumb.
That is bloody dumb.
That was horrendous.
Not here to defend herself either. Producer Jack, an overwhelming result on the phones.
Yeah, I'd say we only got one vote for you, so 96%. 96% think that the chicken won.
You're so dumb.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Love this. Airline passenger has meltdown over not being served Pepsi. There's not a day that goes by without a good old classic airplane meltdown story. I think this is up there with one of my favourite airplane meltdown stories, partly because of how trivial the reason is, and partly because she sounds like an absolute demon. All this woman wanted on her flight was a drink of Pepsi, and when she was told she couldn't have one, she flew into a mid-flight meltdown like a small child. I mean, it's in Spanish there. I see what you're saying here, Producer Jack. Did you just say woman? That sounds like a man. No. Visual evidence. That's a woman.
Well, I was also going to say it sounds a little bit like Cyrell from Married at First Sight.
I won myself.
It does too. Jesus Christ. I mean, I knew Cyrell had been hit the drink pretty hard ever since her exit, but this takes things to a whole nother low. The unidentified Spanish woman became belligerent after boarding the March 9 Malaga-bound flight to Lisbon, witnesses said. When attendants informed her they would only be serving fruit juice on the flight. He then became outraged and began screaming at the crew in Española. Gee, she's got a husk on her, doesn't she? What an absolute demon of a voice.
To be fair, if you were hoping for Pepsi and you were about to get fruit juice, I would be mad.
Oh, come on. Things happen up in the sky. Things happen up in the sky. I shouldn't be so quick to judge because it's all well and good me saying it at 0,000 feet when my feet are firmly planted on the ground. Sometimes the blood rushes to your ankles up in the sky. When you're up that high in a little fart tube with 230 other people, there's no saying what may tick you off. She was getting out of her seat. Her face was bright red, a male passenger on the same flight said. Her hands had turned into claws. Whoa, okay. spot the exaggeration. Her hands turned into claws. She looked like a demon. She was the worst passenger I've ever seen on an airline, and I fly quite a lot. You can hear skerricks of woman coming through there. Her deep demon voice almost cracked back into normal woman tone. See, right there. Just for half a second. She wasn't right. She wasn't right when she was on the flight, and that's what we want to know on 131060.
When have you not been right whilst you were on a flight? When have you not been right whilst on the flight?
I'm not expecting miracles tonight. I don't think our listeners have it in them to have a mid-flight tanty with a twist in their panties. But I think maybe there may be a couple of stories. A mid-air scare, perhaps. Maybe you were sitting in a window seat and you were crushed by an obese person who was sitting in the middle. You know, someone died on an international flight I was on. Bloody all hell broke loose.
What?
Yeah, pandemonium. from Dubai to Paris we were going. We had to stop in Amsterdam to drop off a dead bod.
I heard that if you get put next to a, like someone dies on your plane and you're sitting next to them, you then get free flights forever.
Incorrect. What happens is they need to leave four spare seats on the plane in case someone dies, in which case they move all the others around economy and then they lie the dead body over the four-seater in the middle. And that's what happened. They just put a blanket over and we just kept flying. We stopped off in Amsterdam. Yeah, I know. And her little feet were poking out the end. And me being the sick bastard I was, I went for a toilet break and I just grazed my knee up against her toe just to see what it was like. Hey, can we do... I know you don't like double barrel phoners, producer Jack, but is it possible to also just ask if anyone speaks Spanish and they can translate what the hell this demon's saying on 131060?
It's time for double barrel phoner.
Yeah! Yeah! What's this woman saying as well? Oh, God. 131060. When have you not been all right on a flight? We'll get those calls. And also, if you can speak Spanish, let us know what she's saying. Calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Around the country asking the question on 131060. When have you not been all right on a flight?
When have you not been right whilst you were on a flight? When have you not been right whilst on the flight?
This lady wasn't right, pretty safe to say. She had a mid-air meltdown after the airline couldn't provide her with a complimentary Pepsi. Just a complimentary apple juice instead. God, I'd love to get a Spanish speaker on as well, because we did fire off the double barrel phoner.
It's time for double barrel phoner.
What went wrong on the flight? Or can you speak Spanish and translate what this woman devil man thing is saying on the flight? Producer Jack, you ran into a spot of bother once upon a time.
Yeah, well, you said that you had to sit near a dead body on a plane. I actually felt like I was dying once on a flight. I was having like a... felt like a brain aneurysm once when I was driving. It felt like it, because it felt like my brain was expanding, but my skull was staying in the same spot, and I was like, for about half an hour, I had my head in my lap, just like in agony, thinking I was dying. My friends were freaking out. Scary.
Well, I know we're always searching for a headline to write, to give to the Daily Mail producer, Jack, but brain aneurysm on a plane? Jeez, I think we've gone a step too far. There's quite the difference between having a brain aneurysm on a plane and having a slight headache that feels like a brain aneurysm on a plane.
You weren't there.
Producer Jeff, for those who are just joining us, Producer Jack had a slightly blocked sinus on a domestic flight from Melbourne to Brisbane. Julia, in the Central Coast, you have a mid-air scare? Something went up? Something went down up in the sky?
Yeah, my phone was stolen.
Oh, I've heard that one before. How do you know?
Well, I spent about half an hour looking for it on the flight. Nowhere to be seen. Got on with it, got off without it.
And there is no way in hell that you may have just lost it.
Oh, no. I had a bit of trouble with the kids behind me on the plane. They were kicking the seat, acting like absolute brats. I'm pretty sure that one of them stole it.
Yeah, right. No, yeah, that'll hold up in the court of law. Usually it's the older kicking the seat, the back of the seat clause usually means guilty for a sneaky iPhone sell. Yeah, right. Well, it's a mid-air scare. No doubt. I think we've got some footage of you, actually, Julia. Thank you. Here we go. Pamela, you've called in. You speak Española?
Sí.
Una cerveza, por favor. Okay.
¿Por qué no la vas?
Papa de Pupi, cuzi cuzi. Now, this is the first bit of it. If you could translate any of this, this would be great. I understand you speak Spanish, not demon, but give this your best shot. What was she saying?
All she's saying is, what is happening? What is happening? Over and over.
Oh, what is happening? Okay, what's this bit?
It's swearing, so we can't say it.
Oh, really? Oh, God. All right. Apologies to any of our Spanish listeners that we didn't dump any of that. How surprising. Okay, and what about this bit?
Look at him.
What is going on? Look at
him. It's so weird.
I'm by myself. Oh, God. Thank you for the call, Spanish Pamela. Sorry for all the Spanish listeners out there. We just dropped about 8 F-bombs and a C-bomb in one break.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
This is huge.
One man. One beverage. 46 days.
Only beer for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Del Hall has taken on the challenge.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Last time, we asked how he was feeling.
Like, it feels like my vision is better. The last 2 days, I've been springing out of bed.
What he misses.
I literally miss chewing.
And how much weight he's lost.
I'm down 20 pounds already.
Welcome back to the Danny Lakey Late Show. Del Hall.
Yeah, well, now we're checking in at the halfway point. Let's see if things are still so rosy and peachy in Mr. Del Hall's mind. Hello, Del Hall.
Hey, hello, how are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. The question, more to the point, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling really, really good. So it is still still rosy and peachy.
Better, same, or slightly worse, but still good from last time when we spoke when you were about a quarter of the way through?
So the longer that I go, the easier it gets.
Has there been any backlash from the scientific community, the health authorities trying to shut you down, saying, stop preaching this. This is the world's biggest known secret that alcohol every day is actually good for you.
No, actually, so, you know, the only backlash, a little bit from like the UK, there's been a few doctors over there that are saying this is insane. But other than that, it's you know, no one's really giving me any problems.
Now, you were saying in your first quarter that you were being very strategic with your beer drinking, that you'd almost fast for the first couple of hours of the day. You'd have a big sleep, you'd wake up, you wouldn't have breakfast, you'd do a couple of things, have a beer for lunch, wet the whistle, maybe a couple more staggered throughout the day. Is this still the course that you've been doing?
Absolutely, absolutely. Today was a little different. Today was opening day for Major League Baseball and Cincinnati Reds here in Ohio. So I did have a pint pretty early today, but other than that, that's the typical day.
Have you gotten blackout drunk at all during these 23 days? Was there anyone's 21st that you had to go to?
No way, and I'm trying not to. That's not the goal at all.
That's going to throw you way off piste. One hangover and you're done, and Del Hall knows that as much as the next man. How many different types of beer do you think you've tried? Have you found a new favorite? What are you doing to keep mixing things up?
No, I wouldn't say that I found a new favorite. I'm definitely reaching for a lot of the stouts, a lot of hearty beers. But at this point, you know, I've probably had 100 different beers.
Now, Del Hall, you may call me someone who's making media headlines, but I'm going to call it. You don't sound as upbeat and as peppy and as chirpy as when I talked to you 10 days ago.
Well, like I said, today was opening day, which is a big day here in Cincinnati. I've been going since, 6 a.m.
Fair enough. Look, the big question, everyone was very happy last time at your, 6.5-7 kilo weight loss. I know you don't know kilograms and I had to do quick maths and you were telling us in pounds and stone. How much are you down now?
It's exactly 2 stone. So I'm down 28 pounds now.
Whoa! I'm no expert, but I think that's about 11 or 12 kilos now. I think that's what we're pushing at. This is good. That's the sort of stuff where you notice a bit more of a difference. You're probably looking real trim now, visually as well.
You know, I think that the ladies are going to start hitting on me now more every day.
Easy there, big boy. We're going to check in again in a couple of weeks' time. I keep waiting for you to crack. I keep waiting for you to experience those terrible hangovers, dizziness, nausea, dysphoria. But it doesn't seem to be happening at all. You seem to be very well on your track and achieving your goals and getting a bit of weight loss, blocking lips with a fine Ohio hottie in the process.
Thanks so much.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest quiz.
It is. It's the world's hardest wall quiz on 13 10 60. Every single answer has the word or sound wall in there somewhere. An homage tonight to pay great respects to the artist building a wall of cheese at the Mexico border to prove a point about how ludicrous Donald Trump's wall proposal is. He's looking for $300,000 to raise on a GoFundMe page to build a massive cheese wall. It has so far earned $1,100.
Why is it not going to melt here?
It dries with the sun, it dehydrates. But please, Send more cheese.
No one's sending more cheese, mate, until you send more charisma. Yeah, nothing sadder than a 65-year-old man trying to make an impact in the world with his cheese wall, and he's only got enough funding for a couple of square metres. Question number one. The only man-made structure visible from the moon. Rachel in Geelong, you know the answer. You're the fastest fingers through. I would suggest so.
I'm going to say the China Wall.
Well, I know. The what? I'm going to need the actual answer. We can't be disrespectful to our Chinese cousins.
What's it called? The Greatest Wall of China.
How disrespectful. How disrespectful from you.
The China Wall.
No, incorrect still. I mean, you're close.
Berlin Wall.
Well, no, not the Berlin Wall. That's definitely incorrect. Sorry. The Berlin Wall was only 155 kilometres long. The one we're looking for is about 21,000 kilometres long. Maggie in Melbourne. I feel Rachel was on the right track, but it just had a tinge of ignorance about it.
Yep.
Well, what's the answer?
The Great Wall of China.
There we go. The Great Wall of China is correct. Yes, it's great. The only thing you can see from the moon, man-made structure from the moon. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can see the moon from the Great Wall of China as well.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's not as amazing, but it's still a fact. Question number two. Janine has been called into the boss's... Oh. Let me start again. Janine has been called into the boss's office for gossiping about another employee. You really wish you could hear what the boss was saying to her. What do you wish you could be?
Fly on the wall.
Oh, there we go. Fly on the wall. Is correct. You do wish you could be a fly on the wall. Oh, yep. I wouldn't mind being a fly on the wall. That'd be the only perk of getting reincarnated as a fly, to be on a wall and hear all the juicy gas. If there is one wall with a different colour to the other three in the bedroom, what could the fourth be called?
The feature wall.
There we go, yeah, feature.
Wall.
That's correct. Yeah. Daryl, what do you think about a nice peppermint green feature wall in the corner just then? Yeah, we'll keep the other three dark burgundy, but I'm just thinking take the edge off. Daryl doesn't care. Paint the walls whatever colour you want. A phrase used in frustration. When someone never seems to take on board what you've said. Is question number four.
Oh, my God.
Where's wall in that? Forgot. Thought we were playing the world's hardest God quiz on 131060. Incorrect. Have a good night. Dominic in Melbourne. Happy Friday. We're up to question number four. A phrase used in frustration when someone never seems to take on board what you've said. Whoa, two people.
I've got no clue.
They both got no clue. Thanks, Dominic's. Sarah in Gosford, do you know the answer? Come on, come on.
Is the answer to the question talking to a brick wall?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's like talking to a brick wall. It is. Yeah, a couple of these people. Final one. You can score yourself the Love Honey vibrator tonight. And the extra bzzz in the bud in the bedroom. Sing the first line of the classic children's nursery rhyme that features an egg.
Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall.
Huge. Never seen anything like it before. You almost forgot the second part of the question, but in the end you came through, and well done to you. A Love Honey vibrator is all yours. You can boost your sexual happiness. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Friday.
Yeah, what a Friday indeed. Just what the doctor ordered, a little boost in my sexual happiness. And what a banger.
Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again.
To be honest, the effort to reward ratio was kind of out. I don't blame them.
Danny Lakey Late Show.
That's the end of the show. End of the show for another week.
Another working week, another day, another dollar, another night, another nickel. Before we go, of course, a final thought by myself. Producer Jack has been raging on Facebook all day, trying to find some of the most, dare I say, sexually frustrated people who are taking it out with that poor little keyboard of theirs. And Shuey Louie is sick. So, Producer Jack, we're getting paid double tonight to figure out the moment of the show. Final thought, guys. If you got married in Japan and then flew to Hawaii straight away, and then you immediately died the second you land, your marriage certificate would be dated one day after your death certificate? Freaky Friday.
Wow.
It's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't recommend doing it. But
I think
it would
that's
be
a possible scenario as well, because it's like possible. A honeymoon in Hawaii.
Yeah,
that's
could do.
Yeah, quite common.
The Japanese love Hawaii.
And
for a honeymoon.
Like, there's lots of mountains and volcanoes and stuff in Hawaii, yeah. So it's possible that you could die.
Very dangerous place, Hawaii. Yep. Anyway, that's just the final thought. Producer Jack's been on the face here.
I have. Today, McDonald's has revealed that it's developed a new technology that will soon be introduced to suggest certain products to customers depending on factors like the weather and even your license plate.
This is very divisive because the people that like writing these silly little Facebook comments love McDonald's.
Yes.
But they hate invasive technology.
Yes. And they hate being told like what they, you know, people knowing them more than they know themselves. Yeah. But a lady named Anne was very mad about this. She wrote, "Oh, I make my own choice, thank you, and that is not to go there." So she's mad. And the article wrote, "How do you feel about this? Like, would you use this technology?" Yeah. And this guy, Nathan, wrote, "No, and I refuse to use their self-service touch screens as well. P.S. I am not a McDonald's employee."
God! Why am I sharing this planet with these adults? Goodness gracious me. I don't mind that at all. All right, producer Jack, also acting as Shuey Lou for moment of the show.
Yes, so earlier in the night, we spoke about the airports and what have you... Sorry, lost my track of thought there. If anything bad had happened on a flight.
Yes. And this woman was adamant that she had her phone stolen, despite me probing, and it very much smelt like she just lost her phone on the flight.
My phone was stolen.
How do you know?
Got on with it, got off without it.
How do you explain that, huh? Conspiracy? Well done. Yeah, so the woman who refuses to believe that she misplaced her phone down one of the phone crack crevices and blamed it on the little boy. We'll be back next week, Constantino on the show.
No.
No, not on Monday.
No.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.